Well, welcome in everybody to another post-game edition of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell and my co-host Glenn Martin and DK in the background here to talk about a riveting Baltimore Ravens loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think any day or today is not the day for any positivity, any silver linings. So if you come at me now with silver linings, folks in the chat, prepare to be met with vitriol because that was a terrible game and I'm taking very little positive things away from it. But ultimately, the Ravens lose 17-10. To an AFC North, I'm not going to call him a rival, but an AFC North.
Oh, opponent. Stop it. They're a rival. Stop it.
The Ravens lost. In my opinion, the Ravens lost to the Ravens today. They didn't lose to the.
Well, they certainly, Jimbo. That, you know, I thought the Colts game was the most annoying game that I've seen.
Not even close, right?
This one trumped it by a mile. I mean, look, the Ravens coming into this game having the receivers drop zero passes so far on the season. And then they absolutely shit the bed today, Jimbo. I mean, every last one of them pees down their leg. Zay Flowers peed down his leg. I mean, Mark Andrews, holy smokes, a walking drop pass. Rashad Bateman has the ball hit him right in his beak. He drops the damn ball. I mean, the crazy thing is, until the interception, I think Lamar was throwing his best this game that I've seen him throw all year. He's putting the... I mean, Nelson Aguilar.
Dude.
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, what happened? Oh, my God.
And then the coaching decision-making. We defend John Harbaugh like crazy on this show, but to go for it on 4th-and-2 before the half, what the hell were you thinking? When points are at a premium, you got 3 on the board, and then at the end, you run it. You should have ran 3 straight times to Gus and kicked the damn field goal. And you throw a fade route.
Yeah. Wait, is the last one you're talking about where we got the ball in the turnover?
Yes.
In the red zone? Yeah. And Gus gets 4 on the first down. And then he comes out of the game.
Yeah.
And take him out of the game for Justice.
What are we doing?
Yeah, he gets 4 on the first one. And then we're on, what, like the 3 or the 4 yard line? Yeah, I didn't understand that series of plays. I mean, there were so many questions, but absolutely shouldn't have had the drops. That was terrible. I'm convinced that 3 out of 5 of those I could have caught pretty handily, and that's saying something. So yeah, just a frustrating game, an infuriating game. Hey, I got newsflash for the Ravens. How about we? And you didn't even talk about the fumbles.
Oh,
like that's the crazy part. How about we just not fumble the football? Even if we had all the drops, don't fumble and kick a field goal. The whole outcome of the game would have been different. Like Lamar Jackson, stop fumbling the football. Just stop, dude. Like, hold on to it. You look like Daniel Jones. What's happening here?
And Justice Hill, I mean, if I see another guy get the ball punched out
seriously
from behind, high and tight.
Yeah, how like, do we not know by now? Do these running backs not do enough? Like, I know that the Pittsburgh Steelers are UFC fighters at their night job, but goodness gracious, man. Like, you got to know what's going on.
Dude,
job number one is hold on to the football. Job
These
number
guys
one.
Are, the receivers the are paid punt. To catch a ball.
And the block punt that, you know, I mean, so many miscues today. And then the other thing, their whole entire offense is a back shoulder to freaking George Pickens.
That's it.
Whole offense. Dude, you got to be kidding me.
Dude,
you got to be kidding
me. By the way, I don't care what Chris Carter says. Warren is better than Najee Harris.
Yes.
If anyone watching that game cannot see that Warren is much more of a problem, I mean, runs way more physical. He's a better blocker. I saw him picking up some I mean, there's a reason he's on the field on
third
down.
Yeah, he's a fire hydrant, dude.
But, oh, my God. I'm so bad for this defense, dude. I mean, this defense was playing its absolute ass off. Like, the offense did them no favors.
No,
special teams continues to just, like, disappoint me. And then the coaching, other than Mike McDonald, just what
but
the
still
hell?
very little. Two things from the coordinators that are, well, there's critiques all around, but the I didn't feel like there was a lot of pass rush in the second half, which I understand some of that can be fatigue and things like that. I didn't like, especially later in the game, I felt like Pickett had a lot more time back there, which is an issue. And then just like you said, the personnel and the play calling today offensively was not great. Certainly not what we expected it to be. The other play, I mean, we were in our own red zone. I think that ended up being the block punt drive, right? When we ran it two of those plays, and that was with the holding penalty before that. Or anyway, we got pushed back. Yeah, that was Lamar, just like you said, I thought Lamar was throwing the ball well. Dude. Sure, the receivers weren't catching it, but damn it, they were getting open.
Dude.
So open. And Zay didn't even get the chance to drop one. He fell over.
Now look.
Yeah, Marco G says bad coaching fumbles and drop passes hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All that. Absolutely. And then that's why they lost. I mean, that is bull. The Zay Flowers taking his eye off the ball, thinking about what he's going to do before he gets it.
Holy crap.
I mean, Nelly, the ball hits him right in the day. I mean, that throw by Lamar Jackson was in a bucket. The throw to Mark Andrews, the touchdown. Beautiful route by Mark. Turns around. The ball is right there. Bateman.
Like gator arms it. I don't understand the gator arming.
Yeah, like, dude, he had three drops by himself, Mark Andrews did.
Yeah, I don't. He's trying to, like, I feel like he's trying to bring it all into his body. Like, except, you know, and then he goes out and he sticks the hand out there and makes this miraculous catch. It's like, dude, just make the catch, man. Just make the catch. Manny says, biggest takeaways were that we beat ourselves. Receivers played terrible. Getting away from running the ball with Gus made no sense. Weird game. Now, I did think there was a minute where Gus got a little dinged.
Yeah.
He did get a little dinged, but he was in there at the end of the game, so I also don't get it. I'll never understand why you take him out in the red zone. You don't have a guy like J.K. Dobbins. Justice Hill is not J.K. Dobbins. He's played well, but he's not.
Oh, he's probably fantastic, but in the red zone, especially inside the 10.
Right. Just give it to Gus Edwards. And you got 42 back there. Follow your lead block. And Gus is 260 pounds. Don't make it complicated. Why are you throwing a back shoulder to Odell Beckham Jr.? First of all, that play was so scripted. And so, like, Lamar didn't even think. He just turned and threw. He didn't even look. I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just
so frustrating. Man.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, that was a bad ball. But up to that point, he threw the ball. I mean, he was throwing dime after dime. It's so annoying.
It's frustrating because I feel like today's one of those days where I'm like, you know what? The Ravens don't even deserve my patronage.
Man,
like,
man.
How this is
doesn't
just
deserve my emotions, man.
And, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, you can't even not make simple mistakes. And I also got to say one more thing. Marcus Williams shouldn't be in the football game.
Dude, he's running around with one arm.
He looks like he's nervous. Like, he doesn't want to wrap up anyone. I saw him miss two big tackles. He's an absolute liability. I appreciate his heart and soul back there, but
I'm not ready to blame anything on the defense today. Did I like seeing Marlon get beat on that go route? No, but I think he was anticipating another back shoulder, which to that point was their entire offense. But you got to give credit to Pickens. I mean, that guy,
he's
absolutely balling out there. But the defense did its job today, as far as I'm concerned. The special teams, they made up for it a bit with the fumble, but you can't have the punt blocked backed up to your own end zone. It's just embarrassingly bad. And the offense, I mean, holy smokes. I mean, they were just pathetic. And by the way, Falele, when McCary went out, Falele, I mean, are his feet in cement, Jimbo?
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, is it that TJ Watt is a huge human? You can't physically touch him? Like, you can't get your hands on him? Like, how? I understand that he's great, but, like, dude, you're massive. You can't do anything, nothing. Like, yeah, that was really bad. We missed Morgan Moses today, that's for sure. I mean, I think we would have been better off if McCary was in there, like you said, but obviously he went down. It was all hell broke loose. Right. That was just everything about this game was after the first quarter. I'm like, all right, Ravens got it. And then as soon as it went in 10-3, you already knew. Like, this is going to be one of those stupid games.
Yep.
Something dumb's going to happen. And then the safety happens. You're like, all right, we still got a shot. And then we stop in the red zone. All right, we still got a shot. And then we fumble the football, and it's like, holy crap, dude. I mean, we were just watching this happen. Just
take the points from now on, Harbaugh, for the rest of the season.
Gosh.
With this bullshit, with the take the points.
Yeah.
You knucklehead, dude.
Play call was dumb.
Yeah, like, whoop.
Every fourth and short this year has been Lamar running around like a chicken with his head cut off in the backfield and then throwing it with his left hand.
even before the interception on the fade route, after the positive 4-yard run on first down, they try that shovel pass left-handed
Why?
To Mark Andrews. That had so many bad things could have happened on that play, Jimbo.
Stupid.
So many. Koopman says Harbs doesn't prepare us well for games.
He didn't look like it today.
I don't know if they weren't prepared, but the decision making was absolutely trash. And the receiving core, what happened, guys? Like, were their gloves made backwards to where they were made more slick instead of more grippy? Like, Sean says, guys, I don't know what to say. The Ravens should have zero toes left after all the shots to their own feet. That's good.
Seriously.
Lamar played a great game minus the pick, but should have never been in that spot. 100% right. Yeah, this is bullshit. I mean, this game was the most aggravating game I can remember in quite some time. It happened to happen against the Steelers of all people.
I know. It just makes me hate them again. I was kind of not hating them because they were like docile. And now I hate them all over again. Dude. He says, I'm sick. How many more fumbles? How many more critical mistakes? Shout out to the defense. They did their best. But this is a tragic, tragic receivers and coaching did us in.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote, folks. I mean, let's just turn off the cameras now, right? Because that I have no, like, usually I feel like by doing this, I'm like, all right, I found a silver lining that I'm going to hold on to. I didn't find one. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say the defense did their job. But, man.
I'm trying not to be emotional in the moment, but, dude.
It's impossible.
That OBJ signing, man, starting to piss me off every day more and more now.
Isn't it crazy that Nelly is feeling? Well, look, the only thing I can say is I'm hoping this pays off. If we look, honestly, playing like today, we don't deserve an AFC North title. We don't deserve a winning record. We don't deserve a chance to the playoffs. We don't deserve to be contenders. If this is how we're going to play football.
The defense does.
Yeah. Unfortunately, for the defense, the offense got to roll out there. It's a team game. Yeah. Unfortunately. You know, Chris White says, I can't do this. I'll see y'all week 10. O-line and coaching staff trash. Chris, I'm sure. Don't worry.
He's taking some weeks off.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah. We'll all be back. Bull crap, man. So excited about this weekend in Baltimore sports. You got the 5-0. Finally going to take on a big dog and let them know we're for real. They lay an egg in the fourth quarter. Then you got the Orioles who somehow, they had so many opportunities yesterday. Gunner getting thrown out, trying to steal in the ninth inning. And now, I hate to say it, guys, but they got bases loaded in the first inning against Grayson. This is going to be a really shitty weekend in Baltimore after it's supposed to be such an exciting one. Joshua Hunter says Lamar threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns by the fourth quarter. The receivers only caught about 200. Yeah, that's the shame of it. Like, he was on pay. He should have had a monster game, absolute monster game. And Kenny Pickett and that offense should have been getting dogged right now.
Instead, Kenny Pickett gets to go home looking like a stupid hero. What is this? What world are we living in? I'm going to turn my game down for you, Glenn. I'm going to do you a favor.
I probably should have done that a while ago, Jimbo. No, so you're just paying me back for what I did to you.
No, you're good.
Oh, this is just crazy, dude. The way they lose the games, like, it's like so much worse than if you just get beaten
by the better team, blown off or something early. Yeah. Just lose it early.
But to lose the way they lost both their games, where they just gave it away, just handed the win to the other team.
Damon says Harbs needs to be fired. Think about it. He doesn't win challenges. He cannot manage the clock. He doesn't call plays, and he makes bad decisions. Well, he did a lot of those things today. I don't think we had a challenge today. Did we? Did I miss one?
No, but I don't know how they kept their time. Did they move the ball? Is that because they lost the challenge?
No, they won the challenge.
How? He caught it.
Right. So he was disputing. Apparently, it was a one challenge because of the fact that it was a catch, but it was a fumble. I don't know. Anyway, they said
incomplete pass. He was saying it was an incompletion.
Right. And now they're saying that he
was wrong about that.
Right.
So he should have lost his freaking timeout.
But the announcer said he kept it because he was challenging the fumble. Something like that. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was madness.
I don't think it ended up being that big of a deal, but...
I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, I'm not even going to do it. Never mind. You know what? Let's just keep moving on.
All right, Manny says, if I'm on defense, I'm giving the offense the silent treatment all week. So disappointing.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see Marlon on his Snapchat podcast this week. Talking the talk.
That was so tough, man. Gosh, that was frustrating.
Sorry, Marlon. You can have a life outside football. It's just frustrating. That big pass was frustrating. Sorry, dude. I'm just emotional.
Yeah. Marcus Orr says, once again, a complete team loss in which the coaches had the opportunity to win it for us. You can't walk away from that fourth quarter red zone possession with no points. An obvious running situation, and we throw an interception. Embarrassing loss. That's so right. I mean, the fact that they could barely... Now, look, they end up scoring a touchdown, but that does not matter and does not mean that they should have not guaranteed themselves 3 points on that play by on that drive by running the ball at the end. They could have scored. Let's not forget that running the ball...
They were on second down on the four-yard line.
Yeah, not only was that the safest play, it was also the most likely way they would have scored a touchdown.
I do one of two things. I give the ball to Gus or Lamar Jackson's running the football.
That's it. That's the only two choices.
Right.
I got them back.
Everything else out of the playbook.
Yes, it's an option. Lamar, hand it to Gus or take it yourself.
And
that's
it doesn't
the only
even
choices.
Matter if they know.
No.
I don't care.
Like, yeah, that was And then fourth and two, what were they thinking before the half? Did they? I don't even understand the logic there. Like, you have a chance to go up 10 points, make it a two-score game on fourth and two. It's not like it was fourth and inch. I just don't even understand the logic about it, dude. It's just like, it's so annoying how we just outsmart ourselves. Like, just take what's given to you.
Yeah. Sean Fisker says, I'm literally done with Bateman. Done. You can only have so many chances before you're a bust. Zay looked like a middle school wide receiver today. Horrible, and I love the guy. This was a 24-0 game that we lost 17-10, point blank. Yeah.
Dude, did TJ Watt punch him in his jaw
on that sure. I'm sure he did. He's
because he punched dirtiest him players like, and, yeah. right here, and Zay just goes down like he's making snow angels.
I'm sure. He does it all the time. It should be a penalty. I'm sorry. You can't full-on assault. You can't batter.
He never actually lands it.
Never. He doesn't even try.
It just seems like
he doesn't care
about
hitting the football. Have you ever seen TJ Watt punch out a ball?
I mean, I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know. But
have you seen him hit a body shot or a chin shot?
Plenty.
Oh, all the time.
Plenty.
Ask RG3. He's still shaking up.
Yeah. This guy, he just runs around throwing haymakers. Tone the Virgo says, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought Harbaugh wanted to make this game as close as possible. How do you not take the 3 points? How? I guess we didn't care to double Pickens. It's the silly things. Yeah. Like, Pickens has been caught. I don't care if it's Marlon. First of all, he's in his first game coming off a foot injury. And Pickens has been absolutely doo-dooing on every corner you throw his way. And you don't think it's maybe a good idea to put a safety over the top in that scenario? Against Pickett, like I could see if it was somebody else. Oshansky's out there.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. But again, the defense did its job today. So I'm not really gonna bash him too much for that. Jimbo, what's JL have to say here, Jimbo?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Mike McDonald, I was trying to find a good tweet that was gonna make me feel better and didn't work. Mike McDonald pulled a true wink, calling a zero blitz that led to the Pickens TD terrible call. Marlon's first game back, unfair to expect that of him.
Oh, yeah.
The only part I disagree about is, I mean, if I don't know, then don't be back.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but you know, that's a lot to add. Has been playing. The guy was obviously on a heater. He's catching everything thrown his way. Pickett at that point was throwing the ball pretty well. Yeah. I just feel like you gave them an opportunity. You make him make a harder throw. Make him make a throw he hasn't been making all game already.
Right. Yeah, that was exhausting. Let's see. Masi says, haha, not even disappointed. Offense is trolling, right? Lamar 0%, defense 0%, special 0%. This is on receivers and running backs. Why throw the third down and waste clock somehow worse than Colts? Yeah. I mean, and I think you started that way. Yeah. Somehow worse than the Colts. I don't know how you get worse than the Colts, but today was worse than the Colts. You know what, though, yeah. Glenn? I'm not. I usually am the guy that's like, hopefully this serves as a wake-up call. Hopefully this. Dude, you guys don't deserve anything. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not Ravens football. This is not the team that I'm proud to be a part of. Like, none of this is acceptable. Not a bit of it. It is just insane to me. Insane. The only thing, well, no, there is no only thing. It's insane. It's all insanity. I can't.
Special teams, they are lucky they got that fumble, because if had they not gotten that, dude, like, that's, you just can't have, like, we've had too many, like, we're near the bottom of the league in a lot of special teams categories. That's not what we're used to seeing around here. That's just, I mean, we're the only team so far that I think that's given up a punt return. So that's not good.
And I'm sure one of the few to give up a safety.
Yeah, absolutely. Joshua Hunter says, is there anyone in Baltimore who is screaming three runs and a field goal in that last? Everyone, single person, especially after you have a successful first down run. Like, you even have an example to go, look, this is, so it worked. So let's do it again. And then you do a left-handed shovel pass with all kinds of BS that could have went wrong. And then you throw a fade to a guy who was hurt half the first game. I mean, the first half. I just don't understand. And let's see. With all the issues, we still had a chance to be in the game with better coaching. 6 points lost to coaching. Yeah, absolutely. Stupid. Terrible. Yeah. Horrible.
It was crazy because all we did was play our absolute worst football. And all Tomlin and the Steelers did was play their best football. Like, as far as what's actually possible within the range of each team's capabilities.
Yep.
So embarrassing. So freaking embarrassing, dude. I don't know how you get Louis, it worse than that.
Luis says the choice to get OBJ over Hopkins is looking worse. Well, look, I get the OBJ thing was bigger than just what he does on the field, but I also understand that at some point you got to do something on the field, and it looks like he can't get through a game. Dude, and so that's made not out of good. Glass. Yeah, like that's, I do too. I mean, it's just, it's not good, man.
OBJ, take this paycheck and run, my man. Go home after this.
Well, like, I hope he gets back on the field and starts.
No, but like after this season. Like, yeah, after the season's over,
I made it. Keeps getting banged up.
Yeah. Most Doomgoy 94 says most underachieving team in football, wasted talent. I mean, this week, absolute underachievement. Just embarrassing, man. Whew, embarrassing.
Yeah, it's aggravating, man. I mean, Trump, look, it'd only be worse if you're a Patriots fan. Holy smokes. Did you see what happened to them today?
They got shut out, right?
Against the Saints, got absolutely destroyed and shut out.
Yeah.
Man, not a good coach. Sean Pisker says, I love this team, but I hate them too. Yeah, this team beats themselves more than anyone actually beats us. Yeah, both the games, they gave them away. And I don't normally like saying that because you'd like to credit the other. But let me just watch those games. Yeah. They gave these games away. Like, it's
gave them away.
It's crazy. Those drop touchdowns. I mean, holy smokes, we complained and we ran Hollywood out of town with those three drops. They dropped at least three tutties today. Probably, you know, a whole lot more when it comes to overall catches and yardage and first downs. I mean, Louis.
Insane. We're feeling your pain, Sean. Marcus Orr says, I agree with Sean. Bateman is such a non-factor that it isn't funny. Defenders don't even respect his presence. You know, if he would have just made the catch today, his stat line would have been okay. Dude, you can't drop that. You're first rounder. You're known for having sure hands. Can't drop it. Cannot drop it. Holy crap. Everyone was a case of the dropsies was going around. My goodness. Wow. Manny says, if you guys are going to play, they need to be practicing. Enough of the limited did not practice, then suit up BS. Practice is where we work on fundamentals, and fundamentals are killing us. Yeah. I think that's a good point, because if you look at, like, OBJ, I felt like it was a bit of a liability. Marcus Williams, Marlon Humphrey, even though Marcus Williams kind of been practicing for 2 weeks, but Marlon Humphrey, and then who's the other guy I'm thinking about? Oh, and Rashad Bateman. All have missed.
Substantial. I mean, OBJ, yeah. You put him in there?
Yeah, I mentioned him.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It was four guys. I mean, huge disappointment.
What was Mark Andrews' excuse? Dude. Like, what the hell was that, Mark? My gosh, man. Poor. I just feel bad for a guy. Like Lamar Jackson should have had a AFC player of the week type game, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good he was throwing the ball. And then they just absolutely wasted it. Manny says if guys are going to play. Oh, did you already say all this?
Yeah.
You already read this? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. They're coming in like rapid fire right now, so it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Are we clear, DK?
We got caught up. Okay, nice. Cool. Yeah, holy it's frustrating, God. Man. It's absolutely frustrating. I it's like this is one of those games where you could start to see it happening long before it actually happened when you see the comedy of errors being made. It's
but
like,
you hold on. You hold on because you're expecting one play. It only takes one play to shut the door or to shift the momentum back, and you're just waiting and waiting. And then something happens, you know, positive for them, but we still have a handle on it. And so, you know what I mean? Then we get a big play, and then there's a hold, and then there's a, you know, and then there's a drop. You see this, like, we were pushing the ball down the field today at a higher rate. Yep. I think, like, it felt like just watching the game right now, I have to go back for and sure. look, then the other, but they just weren't converting.
No.
I mean, goodness gracious, you got to convert, man.
Got
to
catch.
Justice Hill needs to stop getting opportunities. He's going to drop dang. I mean, if he's going to fumble the dang ball all the time.
Yeah. You got to hold on to the rock. Got to do it. And I mean, Zay Flowers was about as wide open as you get on the play he fell down. The catch that the would-be catch that Nelson let go through his hands was the most beautiful throw you could. I mean, you could not throw the ball better than how he threw it.
Dude, you want to talk about a good ball? The ball to Bateman was so good, Glenn. If you look at it, it literally looks like he's about to volley it. Like, he doesn't even want to catch it. Like, it goes into his arms like this, and he rejects the football. I'm like, dude.
And then now they got to go to freaking London next week. And we saw what happened to the Ravens last time they played in London against a team that nobody thought was as good as the Ravens. And they got absolutely embarrassed.
Well, and didn't the inferior team just lose today, right? Didn't the Bills just lose? I mean, excuse me, the inferior team won today.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know, because the time change and all that stuff, the Jags are more used to going over there. They have a better routine. They have a lot more experience. It's going to make a difference, man.
Well, we're playing the Titans, but the Titans have the same.
Right. I meant that, like, the Jags today beat the Bills.
Against the Bills.
Right. I think part of that routine all plays into how they performed on the field. I mean, let's see. What time is that? That's 9 a.m. Eastern. I don't even know Lamar Jackson's up by 9 a.m. Eastern generally. Like, I'm not. I mean, I'm just being honest, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
It's a 1 o'clock.
Well, they
game.
Have a late practice typically. They're the one team that practices in the afternoon. So, yeah, it's a very good opportunity. I mean, a good chance that he's probably laying in bed at 9 a.m. typically on a day. And this time he's going to have to be playing at a high level at that time. JL says, imagine if we had Tyreek Hill or a true number one receiver. And you know, the Ravens thought they had more than that on their team. They thought they had more than one of those guys on the team, but it certainly didn't look like it out there today. And they thought they had more than one if you include Mark Andrews in that bunch too. And he was about as bad as them all. I mean, you dropped three balls. One was a touchdown, one was a first down, the other one was about an 8-yard kick. You can't have that happen, bro. It's just like, Jimbo Slimbo.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do. Like, what are we going to talk about on Tuesday? How terrible this all, like, I mean, I know what we're going to talk about. Make sure you guys tune in, right?
We're going to talk about freaking Morgan Moses better be out there. I know that. Because when he went out, when McCary went, or McCary, what the hell happened to McCary? By the way, in the chat, has anyone heard?
Chest injuries. The Ravens are now, they've gone from knees. Now they're all getting pectoral issues.
Like, dude, what's up with that, dude?
I don't get it. It's crazy to think about. The Ravens have, what, 4 first-round wide receivers?
Yeah.
And
5?
Let's see. Nelly, OBJ, Zay, Bateman. Who am I missing?
Laquan, if you count him, right? Laquan Treadwell.
You have... I mean, and how many nine? How many drops today? Something like 9?
9.
5?
9
drops. And you know what? This is the, I believe, 3rd consecutive game in crunch time. And I feel bad for the kid because he got smashed, which I think honestly probably should have been a penalty. But that we go to Duvernay with his first pass attempt late in the game.
And we virtually the same route. Where they run him over the middle, right? The first down stick, and he gets.
Maybe he's the only
hammered.
One that stuck his hand up in the wide receiver room. Was like, "Yeah, I'll do it, coach." Everyone else is like, "Nah, I'm good." Yeah, they're exactly. He's like, here, you get it the whole season, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the flat route to who was that? Ricard. He used to always catch the flat route. I fought Sean Pisker. Apparently, Bateman declined to speak with the media. Can't do that. That's a punk move. That. Own up to your mistakes and face the music. Done with him. Absolute diva. Yeah, I guarantee if you caught that.
I
want to
know where that's
caught,
from.
Well, look, if he'd have caught that and then caught another one and been up and had 150 yards and two touchdowns, you think he would have declined to speak to the media then,
right,
Jimbo?
Not a chance.
So if you can take the shower of praise, you got to take it like a man when you don't play well, too. That's just how it is. You get paid very highly to do that.
Yeah. Sean, let us know where you saw that, because I would hate to make this accusation.
Oh, let's go. The O's.
Your face.
Safe! Let's go!
Your face just changed really quickly.
We had our bases loaded with two outs, and they just had a single, and Gunner scored by a whisker at home. Two runs on the board. Let's go, Hicks.
Nice.
Hey, we need some good juju in this, area, dude. I mean, this has been brutal these last couple days.
No kidding. Numra says, I missed the entire game today, and I don't know if it's worth watching the replay. It is not.
Don't.
If in a few words, can you describe to, or in a few words, can you describe to me what we learned about our team today and what we should do moving forward? Catch the football.
Take the points.
Take the points. Don't fumble.
Oh, yeah. Don't fumble. Yeah. Catch the ball. Don't fumble and take the freaking points when they're given to you, you goof. And Numra, don't watch it. Don't watch
it. It's a waste of your life.
You will only be miserable.
You know what? I'll tell you, the only positive thing about the game today is I got to multitask. There's a new function on the Peloton, baby. I can watch the game while I run. So that is the only positive thing that came from it.
That is positive. That way, when we were really frustrated, you could just go to a sprint and let out all your anger.
Right, man. Oh, dude. So frustrating. I'm glad I didn't have to sit on the couch for a whole 3.5 hours of that.
Oh, man. Imagine those poor Ravens fans that showed their support on the road.
Yeah, are you glad we didn't drive up to that one?
Dude, we talked about that.
Yeah, I almost pulled a late one. I was going to hit you up like last week. Dude, let's just go. I'm so glad we did not.
Jeez, you're not lying. Holy
imagine the drive home right now.
Imagine the walk out of the stadium after what I would have been saying during the entire game.
Yes,
you
would have not been your friend.
Dude,
left you to the wolves.
I'm getting
dude.
Sucker punched by somebody the way I did. Yeah, I would have been
probably Najee
up.
Harris.
Yeah. Just who did that?
So many people, you're not gonna know where it's coming from. Tony Virgo says something has to give. We can't have every team in Maryland lose. Ravens L, Terps O, L, Orioles, hopefully a W. The Orioles, I have a feeling, are gonna get it done today.
Yeah, man. That's what they do. That's what they do, bruh. But yeah, this is if they don't, I mean, I'm too emotionally invested into all those teams. Not going to be good for me.
No.
If the Orioles don't give me the silver lining that I need right now.
So I'll tell you what, I don't know if do any of you guys know who Jesse Itzler is? Jesse Itzler, owner of the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks. He's like a crazy distance runner. He's a gnarly dude. He has some awesome books. He's an author. He's hilarious. Gnarly as in like he's a big time adventurous. He's really funny. But anyway, he invited David Goggins to live in his house for a month just on a whim. It was absolute insanity. Then he wrote a book about it, which is hilarious. But one of the things that he talked about was he calculated how much time he spends watching football. This is before he bought the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
And per year, it ends up being if he watched football from the time he was 40 to the time he 80. It would have been 36,000 hours. And he was like, you know what? I'm done. And he told his wife he's done. And you know what? Today I was like doing
the
calculation. Then he bought the Hawks instead. I was doing the calculation in my head. I'm like, you know what, Ravens? I'm done.
You're about to lose me.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Yeah, man. Taking my ball and I'm going home.
That's right. Gosh. Ian Wick says the O is way too the O's, I think, is way
the
too
O, the offense.
Oh, the offense. The O is way too inconsistent, guys. No games alike. You know, I don't know if
it's like this, dude. It's peaks and valleys. It's like they look great against one, against Cleveland second half. They look good against
the second half they had under 50 yards, right? Isn't that what they were saying the announcers in the
Or the second quarter, I guess.
Yeah. But second, like, it's not complete games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating, man. It's like either really good or really, really bad.
Yeah, Sean says Bobby posted it from his page about Rashad refusing to talk to the media. Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Yeah, dude, you can't do that. I mean, look, and honestly, get it.
It's just gonna make you feel better.
Yeah, all you had to do is go up there and give them a couple one-word answers, and they would have let you get out of there.
Like, yeah, because the more you internalize it, I feel like it's like drinking salt water, man. Rather spew it from your mouth than keep drinking it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, just dude, I remember when I was a kid, dude. I was having a bad morning. I dropped my papers in the puddle, and I was holding back crying the whole time. And finally, I got this class, and my teacher asked me what was wrong in the hallway, and I just boom! I exploded into tears, dude. But luckily, she did it in front of when nobody else was around, and I felt so much better after I just let it out, dude. So dude, sometimes it helps to just. That's why I don't. I'm never looking forward to doing this show after a loss, but I do feel better after we do it.
Yeah, you turn off it and you turn it off, and you're like, "All right, that is done and over with. Let's, just like, I mean, that's what he should have done. Just go up there, give it a good cry." Yeah, give it a good cry, man. You might have some memes made about you, but that's okay. At least you live on in infamy.
Yeah. Just go up there and cry a little bit.
Yeah, face the music, man. Sean Pisker says, I'm way too emotionally invested in the Ravens. It's one thing if the other team is just better, but we aren't losing because of that. I hate this. Yeah, Sean, you're absolutely right. I'll tell you what, man. It is difficult for me when I lose in scenarios where I could have done more to control the outcome. It's much easier of a pill to swallow when you're like, not much more I could have done there. Right. And it's still a bummer to lose.
That's why it's gotta be so frustrating as like Roquan, like imagine Roquan
dude,
after the way he playing his ass off. And then, you know, you come out and you lose the game at the end of the day, you lose the game. It's frustrating.
Dude, did you hear? I just saw this. Tyler Linderbaum said the 4th and 2 was on him. He said the plan was to let the clock roll down and take the timeout and then kick it. But when he saw the Steelers jump, he snapped the ball because he was trying to get a free play. And they didn't call the offsides, is what he's saying.
Wow, that's awfully ballsy to go rogue like that.
Yeah, but it must have been a really clear jump. You know what I mean? Because I don't think he's a stupid guy.
Not clear enough.
Yeah. Or they just decided they were throwing too much laundry on the Steelers and didn't want to do it at home.
So that's why Harbs looked absolutely befuddled after the play.
Yeah. I was wondering what the look was for because it didn't look like a PI.
But why even run your guys out there on 4th and 2? Why even run the offense out there? It's too cute.
Yeah.
We're going to get it off sides.
Yeah.
Just kick the damn field goal, you goof. You shouldn't have had your offense out there for 4th and 2, you dummies.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. He's jumping on the sword. Shout out to Linderbaum for jumping on the sword. You shouldn't have had the offense out there, coach.
Yeah, and Rashad Bateman, why don't you learn a thing or two from Tyler Linderbaum?
Yeah, man.
Like, look, he blamed everybody else this offseason for his injuries, for his this, that, and the other. Your excuses are starting to go by the wayside. They just are.
Yeah.
JL says, you can go ahead if you were going to read that.
JL says, too many strip sacks for my liking. O-line is the most disappointing part of this team for me. Good at times in the run game, horrible pass blocking. Get it together. I think you're right. They've been disappointing, but it's really just we have to keep a combination of two of these guys healthy. McCary, Stanley, and Morgan Moses. We need at least two of them for every game. Because if we don't, I'm sorry. I thought Falele would be – Falele looks like he's taking a massive step back. From where he was as a rookie, which is crazy. Like, how has he not gotten better from his rookie to sophomore season? In fact, he slid backwards. Like, there is no doubt in my mind. But look, at the same time, you got to help the guy a little more. Can you chip him? I mean, can you double him? I mean, you're just letting this guy.
Like, you sound like Gary Bertier. Chip him, double him, do something.
Do something. Like, I mean, geez.
Gosh. Yeah, wasn't that in that sack that Lamar took? I think McCary was still out there. It was early in the game, but certainly Justice Hill went the wrong way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sean Pisker says, I'm 100% positive I could have called all those touchdown passes from Lamar. This is the only question I have for you and for me, Sean, because I think the same thing. Would you be open? I don't know if I would be open. And I'm a pretty prideful guy, but I don't know if I could get off the line. going to be honest. That's the only scary part for me. So I'm with you.
But you're right. If you would, if you would just put yourself in the very moment the catch is being made, I feel pretty good about the catch being made. You know what I mean?
The catch is going to be through. I mean, yeah, I, it's funny. Every guy talks like this, though, right? Like, oh, the catch is made.
I'm catching him, bro, with my eyes closed. Massey says, one positive, only one penalty against the Ravens.
Don't you dare. Don't you give me a positive. Get your positive out of here. No.
That's progress.
No, I appreciate it, Massey, but too early. What just happened?
It's not going good for the O's right now. Their lead is gone.
What's the score now? 3-2 or is it tied up?
It's tied up, but there's still no outs in the second. And
oh, great.
The Rangers are really feeling themselves. What happened this weekend in Baltimore sports, Jimbo?
Dude, can we just
supposed to be a celebration?
Seriously.
It's going to be a dark Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a bummer.
We really need the Bengals, the Kitty Cats, to take a loss on the road to the Cardinals. Is that game? When's that game? Is that game started yet?
I don't know, but I ain't counting on it.
Yeah, I ain't counting on it either. You know what happens when we lose?
Everyone wins.
Yep.
Dude.
If the Cleveland Browns weren't on a bye week, they'd have won.
Yeah.
By the way, the Bengals are winning, so.
Joey Porter's all smiles with this stupid intercept. Joey.
And Marquise Brown just caught a touchdown.
Goodness gracious, what is happening here?
We got Marquise catching touchdowns. We got our guys dropping touchdouns.
I still rather have Zay Flowers.
Oh, for sure. 100%. But still, it's like, dang.
Yeah, Sean Pisker. Oh, sorry, DK, if you want to throw in my... I hope y'all didn't live in the city. I might burn this weekend. Sean, be careful because...
No, you said it might burn.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, okay. All right, I read that wrong. Sorry, Sean. I hope not. Oh, because everything that's... Yeah, I do live in the city, unfortunately, but... I don't think it's going to burn.
Okay, I think the liquor stores are going to be busy this weekend.
Yeah. There you go. The bars are going to make some extra dollars today.
I'm about to have to crack a couple after this one.
Holy crap. All right. What else we got here?
Get it together here. But I don't know what else really needs to be said, Jimbo.
We got to talk about the...
Oh, the competition.
Yeah. There's only one rule, Glenn. You know the rule.
What's the rule?
You know the rule.
What's the rule?
You got to talk about the winner as much as you talk about yourself. That's the thing.
Remember
the rule?
Look.
I'm not even happy about it, honestly.
It was the points over under, huh?
The guy. No, was it the first? Yeah, it was.
Dang.
No. DK said it was the yards, the second.
Wow. Yard. Came down to that. Dang. All right, let's see here. Competition results. As you guys know, we have a series of over-unders every week. We have an internal competition on our show as well as a fan competition. So let's get right into it.
And we will have the fan winner announced on Tuesday, just FYI.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll, DK.
All right, here we go. This pissed me off, dude. Because this should have been so much over, Jimbo.
I know.
I was thinking about this over under as the game was progressing.
I'm on the fly trying to calculate the math after the drop stuff.
I'm
like,
lose this off of this bullshit.
Yep. I'm with you.
But anyway, over under Jackson's yards per attempt set it at 8. It was 6.2. It should have been freaking 13 or 14. Bullshit.
Yep.
I've definitely set the record for curse words said in an episode this episode.
You have,
doubled and tripled the previous record.
Yeah.
See, Ravens? Turning me into a sinner.
Let's go to the next one, DK. What we got? Mark Andrews targets.
I'm going to knock over this thing, dude. It's going to fall on me, dude. I didn't share it.
I still can't believe you guys both went under on this. I'll never understand the logic.
Because he did not have over. This was, come on. Didn't this his first game he had that
no.
many?
Last week he had what, 6 targets?
Five.
Five targets. It's still over?
All right. But 10 is crazy. And by the way, He wasted all those targets thrown to that guy because he didn't want the ball all day.
He had some nice catches.
He did have a nice one-hander, but he didn't want the ball when it mattered most.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Let's see. Let's go to the next one. Roquan Smith's pass defended one and a half was the line.
You there, Jimbo.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I said under. I said he'd get
I said under as well, didn't I?
I thought you said over.
No, I said under. Oh, yeah, DK's.
Dang it.
So wait, DK, how did I get one out of four if I just got two right?
Oh. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Dude, we just trust DK when he tallies these scores. I got to start reviewing these, man. Hold on.
The only reason you can still trust him, though, that was honest mistake, is because he still put himself down for zero out of four.
Yeah, and you still won.
Right. No, but I mean, like...
Dang, DK, you got zero?
Dude.
I got one.
You're a far cry from zero. That's okay. I mean, I only won by getting two right. All right, let's go to the next one. What we got? Kyle Van Noy tackles.
Dude, I thought I could have sworn he'd get two. I mean...
One tackle.
Bad. Yeah, it did not the... He definitely had a better game last week than this week, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. Last week, playing against a backup.
Mm-hmm. All right, what we got next?
We were all wrong about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, under on the points. I think I took over.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know DK took under, but it didn't matter.
DK did take under.
Because at that point,
he's the tiebreaker.
He was over at that point.
Yeah.
Got them all wrong, man. Dang. So it didn't ultimately come down to the tiebreaker. Jimmy won.
Fair and square.
So he is now back to his
winning ways.
What, you have three wins and I have two?
Yep. DK still waiting to get on the board. DK.
Dude, scratching and clawing, bro.
It's because he this is what happens. DK gets the most time to think about it. So it's paralysis by analysis.
Well, he's not paralyzed. No, he puts the answers in. They're just wrong.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is he's got to spend all that time creating them.
You know what? Just shoot from the hip. Right when you create it, answer it without thinking.
Yep.
You know? Thinking too daggone much, man. I keep trying to think, but nothing happens.
I just see the word think.
It's like the Stooges, dude.
this week's competition winner is me. And I'm not even excited about it, honestly. Not even happy about it. I would rather lose.
Although Jimmy did actually pick the Steelers to win this game.
No, I didn't.
Don't know that.
Don't you dare. I never have and I never will. Never, ever, ever in my life.
Breakout offensive player. He picked George Pickens.
Ha ha.
This guy.
You see what Glenn... This is why Glenn would be a great politician. You see what he's doing? Absolutely. Yeah, just straight... Just get up there and what's the term? Get up there and rip it. Let it rip, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ian Wick says, I'm at the G next week. The O will probably score 30. Oh, I'm at the game. All right. I think.
Oh, you're flying. Oh, no, he's from there. He's
right. Yeah, he just paid in euros, baby.
Shout out, Ian. Well, cheer like hell, man. Let him have it.
Yeah.
Those stinking Titans. Oh, you know what we got to have, dude? We got to have our guy from Titan Up back on. Remember him, bro? Mm-hmm. Remember Tighten Up, bro? We got to have Tighten Up back on, bro. Sean Pisker said, Glenn, you are my spirit animal. We are the exact same. Yeah, man, we got to catch a game or something together, Sean. We at least got to meet up before
next live event. Make sure you come.
Yeah, I think he's close enough, right?
Like Frederick.
Yeah, it's close enough, dude.
Worth the drive, trust me.
Make a trip, dude. Make a trip.
Yeah, come on down. Bring the family.
Yeah, man.
Or family friendly.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, Derek Jones says, it's not pretty, but... It's us finding ways to.
Yeah, it's not pretty. That's for sure. Yeah, that was bad. And now Texas is up 4-2. Still only one out in the second. Grayson Rodriguez is getting slapped around.
Great. Man. Well, with all that, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's it for us. But we will be back on Tuesday.
Yes. Cole Jackson will be here with a new microphone that came in the mail today on his birthday. Happy birthday to Cole Jackson. Also, I'm glad I remembered. I want to give a special first birthday shout out. We got a first birthday shout. Let me see here. Where is it? Here we go. Shout out to Daniel Harry Edgar Harris. in Kingsland, Georgia. Happy first birthday. I just wanted to say that real quick.
Happy birthday. Woo!
Yeah, buddy. And thanks to all who came out here. Sean Pisker says, I'd be more than happy to meet you guys and hate our team together. Yeah, yeah. On games like these, I certainly do. But yeah, that'd be awesome. We gotta come out. Look, he said it. I mean, his kids were there. My son was at the last live event, so we're family friendly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on out.
Come on down.
But that's it for us. Be back here on Tuesday where we take a final deep dive into this game and kind of turn the page to the Titans in Wembley, right? Wembley, is that right?
Wembley, yeah.
Stadium. Next week, but go O's, go Ravens, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
See ya. Ah!